bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Still to come here, Nemi has discovered some of the consequences of doing a renunciation of your so-called citizenship. For those of you just tuning in, we've been discussing record numbers of Americans are so-called renouncing their citizenship, and I'd like to get into that a little bit further here, but also want to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. So we'll start with Mike, listening in El Paso, and Mike, it says here you're listening on XM, but it's, I understand it, we're not on XM till 10 Eastern. Are we on early tonight?
No, I just know what time the show airs, and I figured I'd call in with my comment, even
gotcha.
Though I didn't know what was going on.
Understood.
Well,
not a problem. Thank you.
Go
ahead, sir.
Well, I wanted to talk about the Secret Service issue down there in Colombia. And
is this the one with the horse?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes. Well, the alleged prostitution.
Right. We actually haven't even talked about this on the air yet. So tell me all about it. Go ahead.
I guess it's just a personal opinion on this, but I think the biggest problem that we have here is this country as a whole, the United States of America, backwards thinking towards sex.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's legal in Cartagena. The gentleman involved paid for services that were offered in a legal manner. I don't see what the issue is. Of course, we don't know. I have never heard exactly how this ended up being brought to light that anybody would ever know what happened. I mean, I try to listen to the radio all day, every day, being a truck driver, but I've never been able to figure out why we even knew about it to begin with. And even if we did know about it, how it got out into the news media, why it wasn't an internal situation that was taken care of, and, you know, I'd slap the boys on the wrist and say, hey, be good boys, and go
so
on about
So what's the rundown? I mean, for those of us who don't know much about the case, I've seen the headlines, I looked briefly at it, but honestly, I haven't had a chance to really dig into it. So this guy hired a prostitute on his off time, or was he on duty?
Well, he was on his off time, although some people were arguing that since he was stationed out of country, he was on duty 24/7.
Oh,
however, he was, you know, but he was,
but he was
on
sleeping
his own
on
time.
Duty.
Right.
Yeah, and from the best I can figure out is either there was a dispute with one of the ladies in question over the fee, or there was a dispute with the hotel wanting to charge for an extra guest because she spent the night and did not leave like is customary. That's the best I've heard. Nobody has ever nailed it down yet. And I guess I just look at it as, I live right across the river from Juarez, Mexico, where prostitution is legal in the brothel. You know, and nobody would think nobody thinks anything of it in that culture. You know, I don't want my daughter to grow up to go do that, but it's her body, and if she chooses to do that, that's her issue, you know.
But it's going to be what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to be happy, but I'm going to love her anyway. And
is it worse, by the way, just a question, is it worse from the perspective of your being a dad and looking at that, is it worse if your daughter grows up and turns tricks for a living, or if she's just, you know, letting anybody screw her for free?
To me, just letting anybody screw her for free.
Okay.
I mean, she's sitting on a gold mine. She might go sell some of it. She's going to give it away. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I agree completely with that perspective. So I see where you're coming from, and I agree that the United States people, the people here, are very repressed sexually. They are, and, you know, I'll admit to, you know, being victim of this as well. You know, my parents held me. They made me go down the hallway when the sex scenes would come on during movies that we were watching together as a family. And, of course, that just made me more curious for what was actually going on there. But there's all kinds of examples of how the more repressed advanced somebody is sexually, the more bizarre their interests become or can become.
There's evidence.
As far as sexuality is concerned, the more they try to hide it, and therefore the more it tends to become deviated. And so that's what we're seeing here. And we talked a little bit earlier about this, where the hustler club truck is going around San Francisco and upsetting people because it's got women in the back who are dancing, and it's got women that are pictured on the truck as well. They're not naked, but they do, you know, have bikinis and lingerie on and things like that. And, you know, the idea is that this is bad, that women being somewhat naked are bad, or even naked women are bad, or naked men bad, and sex certainly bad. We couldn't be possibly talking to our kids about sex and how it could be good if done responsibly. No, we want to make sure that they know it shouldn't be done at all, because kids listen to that.
Yeah, that
you know, when you tell them not to do things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know the abstinence program worked really well when I was in high school.
Is that tongue in cheek?
Yeah, it's tongue firmly planted in cheek.
Yeah.
Because I think my girlfriend was the only one that didn't want to give it up, so I jumped her and went with somebody else. Yeah, she's
that's
the only
right,
one
kids.
That listened to the program.
Just ignore all of the hormones rushing through your system. Ignore the hundreds upon hundreds of years of programming, the instincts that you've been given by birth. Just ignore all that, kids, and whatever you do, don't experiment sexually. That'll work.
Yeah, I know. It works wonderful. Yeah, right. But now that I know about that hustler truck, I might talk to my dispatcher about a load to San Francisco. Sounds like fun.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, you know, the news, the cable news networks are getting all in a tizzy about this Secret Service thing, and it's amazing how pious these people can be.
The news anchors, as though they're not having sex?
Yes, as if they're not. and I just don't understand. I just don't understand. I guess it's because...
Personally, I just can't understand why this man would be having sex. I am frigid, and that's the way everyone should be.
the women that were on there that were talking about it were just making a big hullabaloo. And, you know, I mean, maybe it's because they don't have to pay for it.
Mm. Are we back to not having to pay for it again, Mark?
What's that?
Back to not having to pay for it.
Well, the fact is that there's...
Most women don't have to pay for sex.
Yes. Most women don't have to pay
don't
for
have
sex.
To. Pretty much not. The heterosexual gigolo is pretty much a myth. Pretty much.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. And when any of this will change, boy, I don't know. I mean, obviously, prostitution is legal out in Nevada, and a lot of Nevada, not all of, there are a couple of places where it's restricted, but it's legal there, and it's a whole different world because they can do things a lot safer there. Would it also be bad? I guess it would be bad if he went to Nevada and had sex with a prostitute there too, right? The whole idea is that, you know, these are our law enforcers, and they are better human beings than everyone else.
Might be really what the issue is.
Right. We had the cop get in trouble for masturbating in his car the other day.
Yeah, but that cop was pretty creepy all along. I mean, you know,
he wasn't a good cop, you're right. But he got fired for masturbating, not for doing anything else that he did wrong. And and then there was the other cop that got fired.
He actually
for...
got fired for talking while masturbating because, talking to the imaginary individual is there, and the cam right. The in-car cam wasn't on him, so they had to listen to his...
God. Really?
Yeah.
I missed this show. Yeah.
the quote was something like, your boobs are so big, or something like that. Something really lame. And then there's the other cop.
Been like a, you know, just some kind of noise at the end there.
What sort of idiot does that on company time when he knows there's a cam going?
Well, we know they don't hire the best and the brightest
there
in the police departments.
There is an IQ ceiling
for some police departments, not all of them. There are some police departments where they won't hire you if you're a genius. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. And don't forget the cop. That's, to me, one of the most outrageous ones is the police department that fired a cop who was, by all accounts, a good cop for mowing the lawn in his underwear. Because there's some sort of sexual thing they think that's attached to that.
Well, was it a Speedo?
No, it was a boxer briefs.
Really?
I think to some extent it is a thumbing of one's nose at sort of social conventions.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855-453, you take control, free talk live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark. We invite you on over to our website. You can enjoy the features that await you there, including listening options. Maybe you'd like to tune in at 3 in the morning? Well, you can do that because we've got live streams around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing in broadband, midband, and narrowband formats, so different size streams for different size internet connections. Find one that works well for you over at listen.freetalklive.com and learn about the other listening options you have, like over 100 great radio stations across the country, the satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in getting some precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, whatever it might be, we've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to offer you some of the best rates you're going to be able to get from an online retailer regarding precious metals. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check the coins and pieces that we have over there in gold and silver, and make your choices. Do you want to go with one of these ones that cost more, or do you want to go with gold.freetalklive.com? When you go with gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-453 again is the number here. We continue with you and your phone calls, then more about people withdrawing their citizenship in record numbers. But first, Ryan is on the line in Tampa. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Emmy, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling about how hard it is to get people to go with the Liberty Mind perspective. And in particular, my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
They're always the hardest.
So I have this idea in the back of my mind that one day when we're married and old and stuff, that I will have converted her to thinking free. But it just seems like every time I bring up something of a Liberty Mind perspective, she is totally stuck in the indoctrinated ways that, everybody grows up with.
Can you see yourself getting old with a person who doesn't understand the ideas of liberty?
Yeah, I wouldn't let the ideas of my political beliefs or religion keep me from being with somebody that I enjoy to be around.
Okay, but, that's good. I don't know if I could handle it personally. I really don't.
It is rough at times. For example, what made me want to bring it up is... I just happened to think of property rights the other day, and I had heard of a long time ago some guy that apparently makes a living by going around to restaurants and suing them for not having wheelchair access.
That's right. And it's not uncommon, actually, because the way the Americans with Disabilities Act is set up, it's intended to be enforced in this fashion. Instead of having a bureaucracy, and frankly, there's some value to it if you think about it from a libertarian's perspective. Some value. I'm not saying it's good.
I think it's totally not libertarian.
Listen to what I have to say, though. They don't have they did not set up a bureaucracy to enforce the American with Disabilities Act. They made it sort of self-enforcing that people with disabilities could, sue people in order to get these things enforced, which I suppose A, doesn't involve the area of the criminality, and B, doesn't make the average taxpayer have to pay for this bureaucracy.
I brought this up with her, and she was like, good. I think I'm glad he goes around and sues these people. Every restaurant should have wheelchair access. And I tried to explain to her, not every restaurant can afford to put down $10,000, $15,000 to modify the structure of their building to put wheelchair access in. Or maybe, I believe that private property owner has the right to discriminate. Maybe I don't want people in wheelchairs in my restaurant. I know that sounds cold, but I don't know. That's the way I feel. If you can't force people to do that. And she's like, well, then they shouldn't be able to open up a restaurant then. And I'm like...
Now, this is only on new construction, right? Because I can think of places in Keene, New Hampshire that do not have wheelchair ramps for restaurants.
We should go up there and sue them.
Oh, God.
And that's the enforcement process will go. And by the way, think about for a second the restaurant that eclectic restaurant that's down in the basement and has been there for 200 years, the Cheers kind of setup. How would a wheelchair get into Cheers?
Can't do it.
Can't get into Cheers. We've got
elevator.
cheers
install an elevator.
Down. We've got to put
retrofit
an elevator.
Retrofit the building for $500,000.
Right where Norm sits in order to be able to get that, you know, a freight elevator in order to get people with wheelchairs down there.
Cheers and Beacon Hill is wheelchair accessible.
I understand. That's the cock and the something. I can't remember what the name of the restaurant that Cheers was based after.
I don't remember.
Idea. Don't care, really. So, Ryan, so you've tried to explain these things, and she don't care, huh?
Well, I tried to explain. I took a pause from, like, how I explained it to her, and I tried to regroup my thoughts. And then I tried to explain to her that in a free market where there's competition, a place that openly says, yeah, we're not going to serve people with wheelchairs, if that was truly a bad business motto, then eventually that restaurant would lose business. And if you openly discriminate against a certain people, like, oh, we don't allow Spanish people to come in here, and the word gets out in restaurant reviews that, yeah,
I think that's true. They discriminate
against people, so you probably don't want to do business there.
And I don't think people that have stairs going up to their restaurant are discriminating on purpose. That's just the property they have. Like I said, down here in downtown Keene, these buildings are ancient. I mean, they're 1800s, 1700s. Mm-hmm. These are really old buildings. There's no way to put wheelchair ramps in. You know, it's just not possible the way things are set up. And so, I mean, if you were to wheelchair yourself on up to one of these restaurants and sit outside, somebody would probably come out and, you know, offer to lift you up over the chair, you know, lift the chair or something like that. They'd probably try to figure out a way to get you in there if they possibly could, because I think they do want your business. It's just that it's just not worth it for them to retrofit. I mean, sorry.
So, I tried explaining it in these terms, and even then, she was like, her the last comment she made was like, well, aren't you just glad you're not one of those people in the wheelchair?
And I do appreciate being able to be mobile and not having to be in a wheelchair. Thank goodness I don't, and it's terrible that some people do. And so I can empathize with why somebody would see it that way. Like, you know, these people, they didn't ask for this. They didn't ask to have this lifestyle, and things should be as easy as possible for someone in that situation. But the problem where we would come to disagreement would be that I don't believe in force. I don't believe that force solves problems, and I think that's what you probably tried to explain to her. Sometimes convincing loved ones or leading them in the right direction or planting seeds with loved ones is the most difficult thing that you can do.
I've had good luck helping people find the way of liberty by making them, setting them up to find, think that it's their own idea rather than telling them.
Yeah, that's what works.
Yeah, that's the trick. It's tricky, though, right?
It is tricky, and it's time-consuming.
But it sounds like
you're kind of partial to the girl, so if you want to keep her,
definitely,
try a different tactic.
Well, I'd recommend going and checking out Michael Cloud's book. It's called Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion, and he offers a lot of different tactics and techniques to make your communications better. Thanks. We're coming up.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features that await you there. Freetalklive.com is where you can go, and you can enjoy whatever you find there, including the bulletin board system, which allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our message forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up in just about 2 months from now, actually. The 18th of June is when it begins, and the 24th is when it ends. I'm talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from Porkfest 2012. And if at all you can make it, even if it's just for the weekend, but come for the whole week if you can, because it's a great full week experience. But if you can only make it up for a few days, come up for those. It's a blast to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. In fact, I believe there were over 1,000 people that attended the last Porcupine Freedom Festival. It just keeps getting bigger and better every single year. Everything from underground, out in the open, but unlicensed services of quite a number of different types are available. Food service that nobody has permission from the government for to create. That stuff's there. That's really cool to experience. People are paying in alternative currencies. A lot of the vendors accept silver and other alternative payments. There's musical acts. There's comedy. There's, you know, family games, all kinds of fun stuff, stuff for teenagers and singles and couples and families. It's just a blast. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about it and get registered. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That's porkfest.com.
to get on board. We'll look forward to seeing you there. I mean, it's getting so close. I'm going to have to start reviewing my camp list to make sure I've got everything, make sure I don't have to order any last-minute stuff. I mean, two months? It's going to be here before you know it. PORCFEST.com. So we'll continue. We'll take your calls about what you want. Also, we've been talking about people deciding to call it quits on this whole U.S. citizenship thing. According to the IRS, the amount of people that renounced their so-called citizenship in 2011 was way more, 8 times higher than the amount that renounced in 2008, more than the total for 08, 09, and 07 all combined. And many of them are saying their reasons for going, tax reasons. It's a lot more difficult to file taxes if you leave the country. And so many of these people who've left for various different reasons are just like, screw this. We're just going to call it quits. Why bother? What are we getting out of this?
Yeah, I already live in a different country.
Right. So, and by the way, the records differ. The IRS has records of who has renounced citizenship, as does a different bureaucracy, the State Department, and their records are off by approximately 600 names. So, and there's 1,788 according to the IRS, 1,100
like
according to the State Department.
A third of them are unreported.
Right. The,
and then some people say that even that list is too small because they've renounced their citizenship and they're not on the list. So, you know, the government, just as efficient as you thought it was.
Now, according to the piece here, the people that are renouncing citizenship have to stand before a consular officer, at least those who are part or half citizen or whatever, the dual citizens. Like this Peter Dunn guy was standing in front of a U.S. consular officer in Toronto who swore he understood the consequences of giving up his U.S. citizenship.
That's one of the elements of the two. You need to go in person to an embassy or consulate outside the U.S., and sign a statement before an officer, an oath and affirmation that you intend to renounce your citizenship, though there are some exceptions of the must appear provision in special circumstances.
So everyone must appear, even if they're a regular citizen, they're not dual citizen. Got it.
Correct. During the expatriation procedure, the individual must complete several documents and demonstrate in an interview with a consular officer that the renunciation is voluntary and intentional. Depending on the embassy or consulate, the individual is often required to appear in person 2 times.
So, like, one of the things they're going to do is you're going to submit this paperwork, whatever, how much paperwork it takes to withdraw citizenship. And they're going to run a check on your name, and they're going to say, oh, does this guy have any warrants? Let's see, does he owe us money? Does the IRS think
if you owe
them money or there's a warrant out for your arrest, guess what? They're going to arrest you, and you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I've heard that they have IRS agents down in Panama. Panama has become quite this tax haven for retirees from the United States, because of their banking laws or something like that. And they got the IRS, or they used to be because of the banking laws, and now they're not so much. I don't know. The IRS is down there, got undercover officers striking up conversations with expats at bars, trying to find out what these people are doing, finding out information about you.
Wow.
The United States government is by no means keeps itself restrained to the little circle in the sand that they call their own country. They expect the other countries to do it, but they don't. They're not going to do it themselves.
So what else are the consequences?
Let's see here. So you need to meet with them twice over the course of several months in person. So they're sure that you understand the consequences. And let me just skip to my other page here. Person who wants to renounce citizenship cannot decide to retain some of the privileges of citizenship, as this would be logically inconsistent with the concept of renunciation. So if you're claiming to renounce all rights and privileges of citizenship while wanting to exercise one of the fundamental rights, namely to travel freely throughout the world and when one wants, return to and reside in the United States, you can't do that.
Well, of course, we all know that's not a right. I mean, it's a privilege.
Renouncing, let's see.
It should be a right to travel to different places where you want to go if they want to have you, but no, that doesn't work that way.
According to the U.S. Department of State, unless you already possess a foreign nationality at the time you renounce your citizenship, you may be rendered stateless once your formal act of renunciation has been made. Statelessness.
Dear God.
Statelessness will mean you are not entitled to any support from the U.S. government if you face difficulty overseas.
What kind of support are they going to give you anyway?
I guess the idea would be they might send the military in to rescue you or something like that.
Consular's office or something.
Kind of. Or negotiate for your release if you're considered a terrorist or something.
Terrorists.
Right. Yeah. So living in a state of statelessness can also make it difficult to travel, as it is harder to apply for a passport.
Sure. Well, to whom are you going to apply for a passport?
Right.
And my understanding
is... It must be possible, right?
Once you renounce your citizenship, it is much more difficult to get it back.
Oh,
yes. If you decide later on that you actually want to. So, let's see.
So,
yeah, that's about all I have here.
Okay, so you become a stateless person if you renounce before becoming a citizen of another state. I find that to be fascinating. What happens to that person? How does that work exactly?
But that person, has the right to live on land that isn't claimed by the states,
which is nowhere,
pretty much.
So what happens to that person? I mean, what is life like?
At ericksoncouncil.com.
That's cool, Mark, but unfortunately it doesn't exist yet.
Not yet.
So what happens to somebody who has already done this?
Some places will give you a passport for people that are residents and that kind of thing.
For people that are residents?
Yeah, for people that are legal residents as opposed to citizens.
And if you renounce your citizenship and stay in the United States, can you be deported? And if so, where do you go?
Good question.
I don't even know that they would let you renounce your citizenship while you're in the United States.
And they're pretty much pointing to that on the Department of State website.
Right. I mean, do they take you straight from the consulate to the airport and say, toodaloo?
Toodaloo, bye.
I mean, what happens then?
At that point, you're an illegal alien.
So if you wish to retain some of the privileges of citizenship, so that would be to travel freely or to reside here.
Because it feels so free when you travel.
Well, I mean, it's nice to visit the parents, you know?
It certainly does. So this would be, as it says, it would be logically inconsistent with the concept of renunciation. Thus, such a person can be said to lack a full understanding of renouncing citizenship and or lack the necessary intent to renounce citizenship. And the Department of State will not approve a loss of citizenship in such instances.
So you have to have an approval. You don't get to go unless Master says you can.
That's right. Now, that's the first part. The second part is you get to square up with the IRS.
Right.
So you need to provide your last 5 years of taxes. And
they don't. The IRS doesn't have your last 5 years?
No, you've got to do all the work.
You also have. You also have an exit fee.
Yep.
How much
you need to pay? The exit fee can vary. It depends,
on
your income and what you've owned. But there's also, as of just 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, July 2010, there's a $450 filing fee. It used to be
Lovely.
Free to become an expatriate.
So if you're poor, too bad, you don't get to leave. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am the takes away everything you can get. Beat them on the open, it's a horrible threat.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The force
songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps, peace of mind in a box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you want, toll-free number here, 855-453. Just enough time remaining for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We've been talking about people withdrawing their so-called citizenship, which, of course, I don't really believe in, but the government guys certainly believe in it. You shouldn't believe in it either, because it's just nonsense. I mean, the definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Go ahead, look it up. And fact is, they don't owe you any protection.
Yep.
At all.
The Supreme Court has ruled many times they don't owe you any protection at all.
So I'd like
You're not a citizen. I mean, not by their own definitions.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of forms that they make you fill out where you have to check some box saying that you're a citizen, but you're essentially being coerced into it. I mean, you can't not check those boxes or they're going to possibly put you in a jail cell.
Right.
So just because you say you're a citizen doesn't mean you're a citizen.
What if they renamed serf citizen and didn't give you any of the rights of citizenship? What if? I mean, already they make you pay in order to become not a citizen anymore. So, you know, sounds to me like the way that slaves had to pay for their freedom since there were slaves. I mean, people have always been buying slaves' freedom. It's their property. And so if you have to give them money in order to not be their citizen anymore, tell me. How is this not? You're not their property.
I think the New Hampshire Constitution is very revealing in that it actually calls people subjects. Right there in the Bill of So-Called Rights.
They often, previously, they never do it anymore, but previously in treaties and things like that, they would often refer to the subjects of the United States.
Go listen to your local police scanner. They'll call people subjects. So I just have to listen for it. Let me get back into the story here. The original piece from Reuters is talking about record numbers of people are withdrawing citizenship, and a lot of it's over taxes. Now, there's a dual citizen, Peter Dunn from Toronto, who had stood in a consulate's office and renounced his swore that he understood the consequences of giving up his so-called citizenship. As an American, he felt that it had become more of a liability than a privilege. He said he had to file tax returns and report all of his bank accounts, including joint accounts and his Canadian retirement fund. If he didn't, he would be breaking U.S. law and could face penalties up to $100,000 or 50% of his undeclared accounts, whichever is larger. Dunn says he was tired of tracking IRS policy changes, and he had no intention of returning to the United States. Right, because the IRS isn't going to—they're not going to send you an update and tell you all the new rule changes they've had to their system. They're just going to change their rules, and if you misfile, then
you get a nastygram in the mail. Yeah.
So he had no intention of returning to the U.S. Renouncing his citizenship, as he puts it, was a no-brainer. He says if it was just me, then it would be one thing. But he says that having to share information with the IRS would deter future business partners and upset his wife, who's Canadian. He says disclosing joint accounts I hold with my wife and anyone I ever want to do business with, that's just too much. My wife's account is none of their business. Now, Dunn blogs about expatriation, and he takes issue with being characterized as a tax evader. He says the taxes he pays in Canada are higher than what he'd pay in the U.S., and he says he always had complied with the IRS before renouncing, but the IRS approach to enforcing compliance is misguided, he says, and is making life difficult for a lot of people. He says it's driving us away.
Also, there are people, like young people. Can you imagine being a young, Canadian and growing up with dual citizenship? You go get your first job, you file all your Canadian taxes and do all the things that one has to do in Canada, and then you're not thinking about the United States at all. But as a dual citizen over the age of 18, you're responsible for paying taxes over there, and they've gone after young people. Now, I don't understand why they would be going after them if they haven't made the $80,000 a year mark, but I'm not a tax attorney. I don't know what all the specifics are, but I do know some of the stories I've read, and I do know they've gone after people.
So there are a number of, I guess according to this piece here, Dunn is referring to two filing requirements that affect Americans abroad, the Report of Foreign Bank and Financial Accounts and the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act passed in 2010 with the aim of reducing so-called offshore tax evasion. The first regulation requires all Americans living abroad with at least $10,000 in overseas bank accounts to file a supplementary form disclosing all of their foreign accounts, which includes any accounts in which the U.S. citizen has a financial interest, including could include joint accounts or a spouse with a child, corporations in which the American owns more than 50%, or any trust or estate that benefits the citizen. The Tax Compliance Act asks foreign institutions such as, do you think it just asks?
Yeah.
Foreign institutions such as banks, hedge funds, and private equity funds to provide the IRS with information on their U.S. clients.
They shut down a Swiss bank that had never had an American branch just because they didn't want to play ball with the United States, with the IRS. They shut them down. They went in and shut them down. They threatened them to the point that I believe the Swiss government shut them down. It's crazy.
The U.S. and five European Union countries recently announced their intent to allow institutions to report the information through their own governments rather than directly to the IRS. Those that do not comply will be subject to a 30% withholding tax on certain U.S.-sourced payments and proceeds of property sales beginning in 2013. So some expatriates say they were unaware of this regulation for years and even decades. In 2008, the IRS received only 218,000 such filings, and again there was six point one million
right. Americans living abroad.
American nationality law grants citizenship to almost everyone born in the U.S. or born abroad, regardless of how much time they've spent in the U.S. Many may not even know the extent.
Grant, by the way, if you're forced to pay the money,
right,
it's not granting you citizenship.
They're pointing out here that many may not even know that they're a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, indeed.
In 2004, the stakes from noncompliance rose. Failure to file meant potential fines and criminal charges. Americans abroad can be punished for noncompliance even if they owe no income tax, and IRS data show that most of them don't actually owe money. Income of up to $95,000 isn't taxed under a rule called the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion.
I thought it was 80. Maybe I guess it's gone up.
In 2009, the income cap was $91,400, and 88% of all taxpayers claiming the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion owed nothing. Since 2008, the IRS has offered several voluntary disclosure grace periods during which expatriates can file back taxes without facing criminal charges.
But they don't even necessarily know. How are you going to know? You're living your life in Prague, drinking strong coffee and smoking cigarettes on the main street there, and what do you know about what the United States is doing as far as their tax code.
You have no idea.
I mean,
and that's what they're saying.
They're saying
it's your responsibility. You have to know what all the laws are. You have to know what all the changes to the laws are. You have to comprehend them and be able to follow them. It's insane to think that's even a possibility.
Then why don't they just leave these people alone?
I couldn't even understand the 1040 form.
Why in the world do they demand that U.S. citizens living abroad file their pieces of paper?
Obedience.
They say right here that 85%, was that the number? 85% of them don't owe them any money.
Right.
They just want paperwork from you.
It's crazy.
And the 14th Amendment, by the way, I always mention this. Well, the 14th Amendment says that you have the right, to be free from involuntary servitude. What is servitude except having to do work you don't want to do? I mean, why do I have to fill out your paperwork? I am not your indentured accountant, people.
Mary Larisa Serrato, head of the American Citizens Abroad, a nonprofit organization based in Geneva, says many members feel scared about reporting requirements they didn't even know existed.
I bet they do.
She says their disenchantment is pushing some to renounce. She says that Americans abroad are terrified. We've had people pay tens of thousands of dollars in fines. We've had people pay huge amounts of back taxes.
And who knows, by the way, how many of these fines you've got to pay and you don't. You know as well as I do, it's, you know, somebody can go magically move numbers around on this piece of paper. You've got to pay more money or less money or no money. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of knowing the incantations and the spell book in order to be able to fill out this piece of paper.
She says that they paid huge amounts of back taxes. Up to this point, we never heard of anyone renouncing, or if they did, they didn't talk about it. Says that her group does not advocate renunciation. She says that we're seeing a lot of people speak openly about it and come to us for information. So there's more to the story, but that gives you kind of a brief overview of what it is that's happening out there. Record numbers of people are saying, screw this. Why bother anymore?
Had enough.
Well, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people like me are probably, you know, you think to yourself, look, I see value in not having to pay the United States taxes. If I want to live abroad, why in the world would I want to pay them this? I mean, I don't intend to retire in the United States, but... what about the parents?
I intend to retire in the Shire, and hopefully by that time we'll have had New Hampshire secede from this insane...
I sincerely hope that's the case.
...criminal gang, this criminal enterprise that is in Washington, D.C. They offer nothing to you. They just take, and they make things worse. They put you in danger. You were talking about, Mark, how the military, maybe they won't attack you, but they are, by attacking other people around the world, increasing the likelihood of somebody else coming and attacking you.
Indeed.
So there's no benefit to having the U.S. federal government whatsoever. Anyway, you can go to ShireSociety.com to learn more about the Shire Declaration, which is kind of a personal declaration of independence. You don't have to file it with any government. It's just a personal statement for yourself.
Just fill out our paperwork at
ShireSociety.com. It's online. It's not even real paperwork. All right. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is...